Nearly all college freshmen expect to graduate within 4 years, but studies show fewer than half of them actually do, a phenomenon that contributes to ballooning student debt. One reason cited by experts is the delay in choosing a major or the propensity to switch majors. The average student spends nearly an extra year in school before earning a diploma. WHYY's Chris Barish worked with the Hechinger Report to bring us the story of how one small Philadelphia college has started taking extra steps to help kids decide on a major and graduate on time.
It's a cold November morning at Chestnut Hill College on the city's northern tip. Junior Sarah Hansel can see the snow that fell the previous night from the window of the room where she is practicing the piano. Hansel is a music major who switched from secondary education as a freshman. Fortunately for Hansel, she earned several college credits in high school. So despite shifting gears, she's on track to graduate in 2020, unlike some other classmates.
A lot of people don't really know what they want to do. I mean, who does, like, when they're, like, I don't know, like, 18? So some of the people I know who switch majors a lot do tend to have another year or semester as opposed to 4 years.
Chestnut Hill is a nearly century-old liberal arts Catholic school with 35 majors and about 850 full-time undergrads. Two-thirds of its students graduate in 4 years. But its president wants to improve those numbers. Sister Carol Jean Vale says in addition to helping students find their passion, she wants to save families the added expense of another year in college. Chestnut Hill's tuition alone is $36,000. Add room, board, and fees, and that grows to nearly $58,000. But Vale believes more students enter college without knowing what they want to study and how that will connect to a career.
There's so many options open to them, so many things that they're interested in, that I think settling on one thing and making a commitment can be very difficult. It simply might not be in a place where they can name what is going to have a fascination for them for years to come.
Vale bemoans the fact that over time, too many students have gotten on 5- and 6-year plans.
And then somehow the message was given, it's all right to do this, it's all right to take longer. Well, it's not all right. It's just too costly.
Right, so you're giving two functions?
So this year, Chestnut Hill began the voluntary academic discovery program. So-called success coaches meet with students every week for the first 2 months of school, and then regularly, so they choose a major before sophomore year. Of 166 freshmen, only three have signed up so far, and all three have declared majors. About 24 Chestnut Hill freshmen remain undeclared. Jessica Day is one of the success coaches. She says one of the students decided to major in cybersecurity after she directed him to a career exploration session where he heard a presentation about careers in that field. But Day's work isn't done. She'll keep meeting with the student in the spring.
I will continue to check in to see how he's liking his new selection. And from there, you know, whether or not it's the right choice for him. And if it is, we continue to get him more and more involved within his major. And if it's not, what else do we need to do to explore some additional options?
The three students participating in the Academic Discovery Program would not agree to speak with WHYY or Hechinger. But other students discuss their own process of settling on a field of study. Aaron Crowley entered college undeclared, but decided freshman year to major in psychology and minor in art. But late in her sophomore year, she decided that wasn't her path. She chose accounting, but had to take extra daytime credits and go to night school to get herself back on a 4-year track.
I was scared that I was going to have to do another year and then, you know, maybe take out another loan and stuff like that. That's definitely a fear.
Still, she'll owe about $50,000 after graduating. She thinks it will take 20 years to pay that off. The nonprofit Complete College America says the average U.S. student takes nearly 5 years to graduate. The group says bachelor's degree recipients take and pay for an average of 15 extra credits an entire semester.
Students are making major choices in some of the most uninformed ways.
Donnie Fu Elston is the group's vice president for strategy.
They're still doing it the way that many of us did it 20 and 30 years ago. You know, my mom and daddy said, this is what I'm supposed to do, or this sounds cool to me, or maybe I saw a TV show and that sounded, you know, like something of interest, as opposed to really having concrete information about labor market data. How many of these jobs are even offered in the area? Am I going to have to move?
Vale says Tiny Chestnut Hill College is simply doing its part to help students pick a satisfying career path sooner.
We need to sit down and reimagine higher education for the 21st century using all of the tools at our disposal to decrease cost, increase efficiency, and provide students with the intellectual rigor and the values that they need to function effectively in our society.
Chestnut Hill hopes to expand the Discovery Initiative in coming years and even house participating students in the same dorm. Chris Barish, WHYY News.